This is all things Cleveland.
1,989 years to go with. Anything after that, no.
Two, three, four.
Is today the 50th anniversary of the catch?
That's not right, is it?
The catch?
The Dwight Clark catch in January?
No, the Willie Mays catch.
The Willie Mays catch?
Yeah.
Is today the 50th anniversary of that?
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think
that
so.
That can't be right, can it?
No, it is. Early in the year? It is.
I mean, I know ESPN has been plugging that forever.
Crank it.
I didn't see it in my notes.
I've seen that catch on highlights a million times. That's not even close to as good as that catch that Edmonds made as a run.
No.
Where he had to dive backwards.
See? Good old day syndrome.
Who?
No, I'm saying you just identified it right there.
It's got to be during your wheelhouse years.
Right. We look back and nothing can touch that.
Anyway, doesn't Jim Paxson, or is it John Paxson, have a Cleveland background?
I don't know.
Jim does for sure, right?
I don't know.
Stop doing that.
What?
You play along.
No.
Yes.
This is stupid.
The true Clevelander embraces all things Cleveland, all right. Both prior to his arrival there and after Clevelander his departure.
Then. Not just Benny Thompson. You got to embrace them all.
And I'm tired of you bagging on the big dog and Drew Carey. And the big dog's a good fan.
F Drew Carey and whatever. The big dog's not a good fan. You're just doing a bit now.
I'm not doing a bit. Why am I doing a bit?
You want to annoy me.
Well, no, here's a guy that supports his team.
If whatever. You're going to claim the Pruitt brothers, then you have to claim the Paxsons.
They're not brothers. I'm not claiming anyone. You only have up until, I'll even give you till the midnight. I'll give you till 95.
No.
But
no,
I wasn't even living there at the time.
No.
But that's what I allow you. Anything that happened after 95.
What do you mean that's Steeler what you Dan. Allow us?
I don't allow you.
Like we play by your rules.
That's right.
Or something.
Well, no, we don't.
I'm banning you from talking about this.
Yeah, that'll get me stopping.
Wow, does...
I know.
Were the Paxson brothers, did they have a dad in the business?
Yeah, John. John Sr.
I've got a Jim Paxson that played in 57 and 58 in the NBA.
Jimmy John.
Just curious.
I think so.
Really?
Seems like I remember hearing something about that somewhere along the line.
Wow.
Bum!
And who did he play for?
Hold on. Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks! My favorite part.
Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks!
I need a ticker.
Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks!
What you need to do is keep the segment moving along.
Cleveland rocks! He played for the Minneapolis Lakers and the Cincinnati Royals, right?
Yeah.
Nobody operates the internet faster or more efficient than you do, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob would be a great producer. Bum Phillips is 81.
Well, that could apply.
And more than just a little bit.
Texas.
Andrew Dice Clay is 47.
Ford Fairlane.
I saw him 2 years ago in Vegas for $80 a ticket. For 3 years ago?
Was that money well spent?
No, it was the worst thing ever.
Do you have anything at all?
Oh, God, nothing.
Did he have some real wacky nursery rhymes?
No.
Was he wearing the...
He was fat.
Oversized leather coat.
He was
smoking.
Fat. It looked
leather
like vest. A guy who had a moment in the sun 10 years ago.
Did he do Jack and Jill?
How'd that one go?
Don't even know.
Little ditty about Jack and Jill.
Mark Farner is 56.
Well, I know.
Break time at the coal mine.
I can answer that one. Grand Funk Railroad.
The bong rattling bait.
Is that right, Reiner?
Yeah. That's right.
Jerry Lee Lewis is 69.
The killer.
He's considered a genius in France, you know.
It's Jerry Lewis. Mm. And here's some spare birthdays.
Just when you thought this segment couldn't drag on anymore?
I know.
So, Ham, are you all over that hepatitis and stuff?
No, not yet. I'm still spreading it around up here.
Oh, okay.
Dave Anderchuk is 41.
Call me.
Hockey.
And I believe he's either one or two all-time for power play goals in league history. Ray Buchanan is 33.
He's Ray.
Where's he these days?
Raiders.
The ATL? Oh, yeah, he's with the Raiders.
Well, didn't we hear him on the radio when we were in Oxnard?
Yeah.
On Extra 690?
Oh,
was he on with Hacksaw?
Yeah.
No, he was on with somebody, or maybe that was Ray Crockett.
Maybe it was Ray Caruth.
Or Billy Ray.
Maybe it was.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Or Ray Kroc.
Craig Lefferts, 47.
Former Ranger grade. Used to run in.
And another member of the...
Run in the dugout for the field?
Sprint.
Another member of the Milwaukee...
War number 11.
Ivory Towers.
Where did he go to college? Did Arizona State? See Arizona State?
Yeah. Lefferts?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's where he got it.
How many members of the Milwaukee Bucks Ivory Towers of the late 80s, Don Nelson, Del Harris era, can you name?
I didn't know they named
All right, there
members.
Was Mokeski,
right.
Paul Mokeski, mm-hmm. Randy Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
They all work for the Mavs now. It's easy to figure out.
Now, I know you include Larry Kriskoviak in there.
Right. And Frank Perkowski.
Oh, yeah. Your guy, Frank Perkowski.
And
who gave me the greatest answer ever to a question one time.
Who, you?
Yeah.
What was the question?
Well, this came on after a night where Brick had played against the Mavericks when they were really bad, and he just careered. I can't remember what he did, but he was just unstoppable.
4 points, 2 rebounds?
No. He was huge. On this night, he was huge. So I've been commissioned by Sports Phone or somebody to get some Bucks preview for their game in Phoenix. So I go in there, and here is Brick sitting there with both ankles in ice.
So, Brick.
He's got his arms folded. He is smoking a cigarette. And he is reading the stat sheet. So I go up to him and start talking some about the game and everything. And all the time he's giving me good answers. You know, I mean, he's engaged enough to you know, answer the questions. But the whole time you can see he's just looking at the stat sheet and looking at his line and just going, man. So finally I say, okay, so what are you guys going to have to do to win in Phoenix tomorrow night? And he just kind of put the stat sheet down and looked at me and went, yes, I don't know.
Well, anyway, the ivory tower in question today is 41-year-old Brad Lohaus. So there you go.
How many ivory tower guys are there?
Well, you got the five. There's also Vanderbilt draft pick Frank Cornett was a big ivory tower. Jay Schroeder, I believe was his name, was a 7-foot white guy. But I think you got most of the principals. Well done. In our attempt in Milwaukee with Don Nelson and Del Harris at the helm to assemble all white 7-footers in the league.
You can't guard him, Bob.
Now what about Alton Lister?
You
didn't
can't
he fit
teach
in there
that.
Somewhere?
Yeah, but he wasn't an ivory tower.
They spread the court so well.
He didn't make
good
a
good volleyball player. Played on my volleyball team one time in Jamaica.
Wow.
Whoa, well.
Leading state.
We got all
guy.
Sorts of
Alton Lister.
Milwaukee Buck big man anecdotes here in White City. Doesn't suck.
Born
and
on
a
this
former Woodrow Wilson Wildcat and Fighting Sun Devil.
Born on this day, now dead, Gene Autry.
The Singing Cowboy.
Madeline Kahn. Dead on this day, still dead, you have Casey Stengel.
Can anybody around here play this game?
Now, was he really
also,
that great?
Do you know who this is, Dave? Mickey Newberry. Really? Said he's a big-time songwriter.
Now. Come on.
Mick.
Wrote for Johnny Cash.
Just touched home.
Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Between Jerry Jeff's plane songs and Newberry's train songs.
And the Weather Girls.
And Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Come on, Dave. All right.
That line means nothing to you?
By the way.
From Lukenbach, Texas, that's all I know.
Well, who do you think the Newberry in that is?
Nick Newberry.
Mickey Newberry.
Or Nick.
The Newberry Report.
By the way, Dan, Rick from Stephenville was 27 yesterday, and I dropped the ball.
And Tyler, what do you think of that?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Oh, the brake whistle's blown. I gotta go.
Back to the coal mine, everybody.